This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. India and Brazil exchanged several agreements in different areas, including digital partnership, cooperation in rare earth and critical minerals, MSME and coastal sector in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, held bilateral talks in the national capital. During the meeting, they reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance and issues concerning the Global South. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India-Brazil ties have strengthened under President Lula's leadership. He said bilateral trade ties will be elevated to over $20 billion in next 5 years.
ब्राजील लेटिन अमेरिका में भारत का सबसे बड़ा ट्रेड पार्टनर है हम आने वाले 5 वर्षों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को $20 बिलियन के भी आगे ले जाने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है हमारा व्यापार केवल आंकड़ा नहीं विश्वास का प्रतिबिंब है राष्ट्रपति जी के साथ आया बड़ा बिजनेस डेलीगेशन इसी विश्वास को दिखाता है भारत मर्कोसुर ट्रेड समझौते के विस्तार से हमारा आर्थिक सहयोग और सुदृढ़ होगा
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Nexalism from the country by the 31st of next month. Addressing the CRPF personnel during the 87th Raising Day parade in Guwahati, Mr. Shah said the CRPF has rendered unparalleled service to the nation. He said CRPF Jawans and the Cobra battalions are doing unprecedented work in making the country Naxal-free.
CRPF has rendered unparalleled service to the nation. The nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from India by 31st of March. CRPF played important roles in restoring peace in Northeast region, Jammu and Kashmir, and in Maoist areas. Without CRPF, the country cannot imagine of its eternal security. Several battalions of this force have been deployed in the violence-hit Manipur to restore peace.
Shanti bahali karne ke liye bhi CRPF ko hi अंत में हमें वहां डेप्यूट करना पड़ा
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that various technical solutions have been presented at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. Visiting the venue of the summit this morning, Mr. Vaishnaw said there is a huge enthusiasm among the youth about the AI summit. Talking about his conversation with the exhibitors regarding the ruckus created by the Congress workers, the minister said all the exhibitors termed the act of Congress as shameful.
कल जो यूथ कांग्रेस के रकस यहाँ पे क्रिएट करने की कोशिश की
When I interacted with many exhibitors, they said that the way youth Congress workers created a ruckus in the summit, they all condemned it and called it shameful. This shows that Congress is stooping so low in politics. All I want to say is the Congress party is anti-youth.
वो बहुत ही शर्मनाक है
The Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh Tripathi today underlined the importance of maritime cooperation while inaugurating the 5th edition of the Goa Maritime Conclave. Addressing the delegates, the Navy Chief described the recent congregation of 74 nations at Vishakhapatnam for the International Fleet Review and the harbour and sea phases of Milan as a maritime mahakumbh. He said the large-scale participation reflected the growing global maritime engagement. In the ICC T20 World Cup, the Super 8 stage match is set to begin today. In the opening clash of Super 8, New Zealand will take on Pakistan in Colombo this evening at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.